Yeah, do it again.
You hear that shit? That's Finley. It's New Year's Eve. I'm standing in my living room with no shirt on. I do have pants on. So don't get too fucking crazy. We're not going that wild right now. But that's about what's going on in New Year's Eve. Me and the cats. And this motherfucker won't shut up. Finley does that a lot. He just fucking meows at me over and over and over again. And then, like, bro, what do you want, buddy? Your fucking food's full? Your box is empty? I don't know what you want. But, I mean, we'll do that for hours a day. New Year's Eve is interesting to me. I like the New Year. I like the whole fucking Christmas season. But I do have a huge fucking problem with New Year's. Not the ball drop. Not people going out. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. I think the ball drop's kind of weird. Because it's completely arbitrary. And I don't really know what we're doing. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to drop a giant fucking ball from the top of that building to the bottom. And we're going to get thousands of drunk assholes out here to watch it. I'm actually going out tonight as well. I'm going to a comedy club. The 8 o'clock show. There was a 10:30 show where you could watch the ball drop with said comedian. No, I'm not going to do that. You got to pay more for it. I don't want to watch the ball drop, like, with my friends. Like, they're going afterwards. They're like, okay, after the club, you want to go to the fucking the ball drop? And I was like, nah, I'm not doing that, buddy. Sorry. No, I'm not doing it. But my big problem with New Year's is this whole pile of shit about resolutions. Resolutions, New Year, new me, any fucking dumb shit, alliterative way you want to put it, it's fucking stupid. I hate New Year's resolutions. They don't make any fucking sense. New Year's resolutions are for fucking pussies. There are a bunch of things in this world that happen throughout the year that are for one reason or one set of people, pussies. New Year's resolutions is one of those things. As a matter of fact, it's the start of the year. Let's make the fucking pussy list of 2017. I'm putting New Year's resolutions on it. It's on the fucking list. Because they're just fucking dumb. Let's think about New Year's resolutions for one second. Let's say you're an asshole and you're fat and, you know, you hate animals and you fucking slap cats in the face and you cheated on your wife and you have a man bun and any number of egregious errors you could make throughout the year. Just fucking list all that shit out. Why do we have an arbitrary day to stop being a dick? Because that's essentially what New Year's resolutions are. Like, I'm not happy with myself. I'm a dick. I'm not happy with myself. I'm a lazy fuck that sits on the couch and scratches his balls or his ass or his vagina. But you're a lazy asshole. Like, I'm a lazy asshole that just sits around all day. I don't like myself. I don't like something about myself. I want to fucking change it. But, come on, goddammit, it's September. I can't fucking do anything about it now. What do you expect me to do? Just work on myself in the middle of the fucking fall and be a better person? No, I gotta wait for a fucking arbitrary day to say, like, this is it. Starting January 1st on Sunday, I'm no longer going to be a piece of shit. If you need a fucking day to decide that you're not going to be a piece of shit, then you're automatically a piece of shit. You are. You suck. I just don't fucking get it. Like, if you find something out about yourself during the middle of the year that you think sucks, then fucking change it. You shouldn't have any fucking resolutions. You should fucking take care of this shit when you have the chance to take care of it, which is right fucking now. You know? God damn it. Take care of it. Hey, man, I'm fat. Yeah? Go running. I don't like myself. I think I'm kind of a dick. And I'm in, like, a training class at work, and I'm a big pile of double douche, and I never shut my fucking mouth. Change it now. Change it now. And take your shoes out of the back of the room, you fuck. God damn, I hate that guy. And if he was gonna fucking change, he's gotta change now. Well, now technically would be the first of the year, which might make it a resolution. So fuck that. He needed to change last week or 2 weeks ago when he didn't shut his fucking mouth and he just pisses everybody off. Fuck. Get so goddamn worked up here. God, he sucks. I just think it's dumb. I just think it's stupid. And people do it different ways. They're like, sometimes they write their resolutions out. Sometimes they just say that shit, like I said the line earlier, like, well, it's a new year, new me. First of all, it's not a fucking new you. It's you. You blow. You haven't changed yet. We just added a number to the fucking year. It's 2017 now instead of 2016. It's not a new you. Look, I see you. You're in front of me. You're the same old pile of shit that you've always been. So stop it. We got to have fucking cutesy names for everything. Like, new year, new me. Yeah, that's fucking awesome. You know, how about same day, same douchebag? That's you. The New Year's resolutions aren't going to help. Stop it. Stop making them. I don't want to fucking hear about them. If you want to stop being an asshole, then stop being an asshole. Well, anyway, Happy New Year. I hope you enjoy it. Go fucking crazy. And I will talk to you in a couple days. We fucking kicked off the podcast in August, and we're going strong into the new year. Sundays and Wednesdays, keep that shit in mind. Follow along with the podcast on Podbean, on iTunes, on Google Play. There's other shit out there. Google my ass, please. Type maybe 5 minutes into Google, would you please? 5, the number 5. And follow me at Johnson Hates You.